From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Florida, after years of anticipation, work has at last begun on the $8 billion restoration of the Everglades. But even as the project starts, a federal watchdog agency is raising questions. The concerns stem from a $120 million windfall that one politically connected family may get for selling the federal government long-held mineral rights in an Everglades wildlife preserve. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
With golden shovels in hand, Governor Jeb Bush and Federal Interior Department officials went at it last week in a patch of former wasteland on the western edge of the Everglades. The first phase of the comprehensive Everglades restoration plan, which had been talked about for a decade, was finally underway.
This is the largest environmental restoration project in the history of the world.
And a lot of money is being thrown around. Like much of the Everglades restoration, the land, now part of Picayune State Forest, was once owned by a private Florida real estate developer. Cost to buy it, $110 million. Just up the road is Big Cypress National Preserve, once the property of the Collier family, one of Florida's biggest landowners. So big, they even have a county named after them. They were paid millions for their property as well. Though the Colliers no longer own the Big Cypress property, the family still owns the oil rights underneath the preserve. In fact, they currently operate a handful of wells in the preserve. Recently, the family caused a shockwave in Florida when it announced that they were considering a dramatic ramping up of its operations in the Big Cypress Preserve, announcing plans for 27 possible new wells. Brian Scherf is chairman of the Florida Biodiversity Project.
There are a lot of cumulative impacts with drilling wells, with the exploratory phase and the production phase, and vegetation, the soils, and the wildlife. It's just been a dark cloud hanging over the preserve.
Or, the family said, the federal government could buy the mineral rights and let the preserve stay pristine forever. So it was with great fanfare that on May 29th last year, President George Bush announced the federal government was buying out the Collier's mineral interest for $120 million. Environmentalists applauded, and President Bush got a chance to burnish his environmental credentials.
I think the federal government is giving a very generous deal.
Aileen Roeder is an analyst with the Citizens Group, Taxpayers for Common Sense. She says the $120 million price tag may have had as much to do with politics as with Big Cypress's supposed oil reserves.
I know that in 2002, the year this deal was signed, that Collier companies donated $57,000 to Jeb Bush and other GOP Floridians. That adds another layer here. Certainly, the potential of looking good environmentally is another layer. So I think that there's a lot of political undercurrent.
Not only that, but even with the buyback, the Collier Resources Company will be able to keep pumping oil from the wells it's already operating until they go dry, which could be decades from now. Last year, Florida Senator Bob Graham demanded an accounting of just how the administration came up with the $120 million price tag. And now the Department of Interior's Inspector General's Office, the department's fiscal watchdog, confirms that it has begun an inquiry into the deal as well, though investigators won't say what exactly touched off the probe. Hugh Vickery, a Department of Interior spokesman, says the department is cooperating with the inquiry and says the $120 million price tag is above board, calculated by engineers at the Minerals Management Service, the department's oil experts.
The Interior Department believes it's a good deal, and we hope that it will be consummated in the future.
But there are competing and much cheaper valuations. For example, in 2000, a United States Geological Survey memorandum said the Big Cypress oil field was worth only $5 million to $20 million. Others note the oil is difficult to extract and is low in quality, high in sulfur. Nonetheless, Bob Duncan, the general manager for the Collier Resources Company, says the Collier family welcomes the inquiry. He says the family feels that the oil rights are worth far more than the family is getting.
It certainly is more than the $120 million that we agreed to in terms of a cash payment. 113 million barrels, that's a million, have already been produced. And we think the potential for oil in this proven oil trend is substantial.
New oil extraction technology could make the well field even more valuable, he says. Nonetheless, the high price and the investigation have made Congress leery. Despite the administration's support for the buyout, both the House and Senate have stripped the money out of the Interior Department's proposed 2004 spending plan. So this year at least, the federal well has run dry. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.